This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
On the phone when he actually wasn't talking to anybody, What did he do here in terms of actually being a deal maker?
You know, everyone expects the president to fit into the Washington mold, and he clearly doesn't fit into the Washington mold. He's a very successful CEO. He's a hugely successful deal maker. He knows exactly when to insert himself and exactly when to pull back, and he did it exactly correctly.
But the government shut down. I mean,
yes, the government shut down briefly. A huge, colossal mistake by the Democrats. They tried all weekend to blame the Republicans. They couldn't do it. Ended up backfiring on them. So, you know, the last segment, we're talking about what a political victory was for Donald Trump. Seems to me he's playing this exactly correctly and driving, I think, towards the right result, most importantly, for the American people. He made commitments. I wasn't saying before that being an immigration hawk is a negative. I'm saying it's too simplistic to paint it as single, you know, as this notion that he wants to build a wall and keep everybody out, and that's all there is to it.
You know, it's interesting. Anybody coming on CNN to offer any kind of reason is just shocking because it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. It's kind of like that roundtable, if you saw that last week, where they had these people who were Democrats all admitting that Trump was their guy based on practical reasons that the president is delivering. And it is hard. It's really difficult for CNN to get hit with the truth. Now, they might claim some sort of, some fair and balanced approach here suddenly. And even with Jim Acosta's tweet pointing that Schumer blinked and that he did the big fold there. But, you know, Schumer did it for survivability. I mean, he was in a no-win proposition. This thing, this Schumer shutdown, was sitting right on him. And, this is what we talked about, that the Dems were rolling big dice. They could only hope that this was going to land on the Republicans and set everything up and be all part of the plan for the midterms and that. I keep hearing about how the Republicans are going to lose so many seats, and there's this possibility, and maybe a distant possibility, that Democrats might take over. Maybe they're just setting everybody up to, shake the base up, and they're not worried about it. But, after a very successful and unexpected, particularly from the left, successful year for Donald Trump and this administration, somebody's got their thumb on the scale, Scott, because I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing the Republicans losing lots of seats. And even though you got guys like Flake and others that are retiring, some of them needed to retire. I think they realize that they're out of step with the new Republican Party, and maybe that's what it is. It's that Donald Trump needs to announce here is that it is the new Republican Party that is devoted to we the people and doing what he announced on his inauguration day. And that is that he was returning the government back to where it belonged, and that is in the hands of we the people.
Well, part of that it also comes in to where, you know, this is being blamed on the Democrats as opposed to the Republicans, is mm-hmm. that he has a very huge megaphone, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So when they tried to, it's the Republicans, because they initially tried to turn this on Republicans, and he
sure.
came out and goes, no, this is Schumer's. This
yeah,
is
right.
Schumer's thing.
The Schumer shutdown. Yeah. The alliteration, is perfect, right?
Well, yeah. So that's kind of, they haven't had that for a while to where somebody, they have somebody that can control the narrative for them.
You see, and to that point, Scott, what cracks me up is these Republicans who are reticent to side with Donald Trump for whatever reason. Maybe they're just flat out ideologically opposed and they're really not Republicans, just by name only. That might be part of the deal. But it's like, look at what this guy is doing in the name of the Republican Party and in the name of the American people. why don't you jump on the bandwagon here? Why don't you help the guy? It doesn't mean that you have to be totally sold out and drink all the grape juice, but you better find yourself a position and a seat on the bus here, because it is rolling down the road and it's picking up momentum here for the good of all concerned. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation is increasingly looking corrupt. Hate to say that, but that's what the evidence is showing us. Newly released text messages sent between agents Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, who were dating one another, suggested the Bureau felt, quote, pressure to wrap up that investigation and exonerate Hillary Clinton even before they had interviewed her. We could learn more, but the FBI says it has lost thousands of messages, text messages, sent between Strzok and Page. Republican Senator Ron Johnson represents Wisconsin. He chairs the Homeland Security Committee. He's one of the reasons we know any of this in the first place, and he joins us tonight. Senator, thanks for coming out.
No, Tucker.
So you remember, of course, when the Attorney General Loretta Lynch said that she would accept whatever the FBI's recommendation was in the Hillary Clinton investigation. Now it looks from these texts that she'd already decided to exonerate Hillary Clinton.
Well, she already knew that Comey was going to recommend exoneration.
So how is that? I mean, that strikes me as the definition of corruption. Am I missing something?
No, not at all. Now, what's making a lot of news is the 5 months of missing text messages,
yes,
which we'll continue to investigate ourselves. But, I mean, the fact that Loretta Lynch knew before she made the big announcement that, oh, you know, because of potential conflicts of interest meeting Bill Clinton, I'm going to let James Comey decide that, you know, combined with all the editing of that memo the production of that thing began 2 months before they actually interviewed Secretary Clinton, that's a little bit of a problem. No, there's so many things that indicate a deep-seated corruption at the highest levels of the FBI. Now, again, I got to say that the vast majority of FBI folks are high integrity, and they're risking their lives to keep us safe.
Sure.
But at the upper level, what we're starting to uncover is just a level of corruption that needs further investigation.
So Lisa Page, FBI employee, says Loretta Lynch knows no charges will be brought against Hillary Clinton. Wouldn't it be worth speaking to former Agent Page, or I guess Agent Page, I believe she's still working.
I think at the right point in time. We want to make sure we're going to try and recover those 5 months worth of email tests or texts, because that's in a pretty crucial time. Between December of 2016 and May, awful lot was going down in terms of the FBI investigation under the current administration.
So they're just lost somehow. They're blaming the technology company. How often are people's tax liens just lost by the government?
I mean, tax?
No, by other government money, they don't just sort of lose the paperwork for that. Somehow they lost this.
If we lose them, we're in heap big trouble.
Exactly.
Okay, we better get a good tax attorney or just a good attorney in some way, shape, or form. They're not very forgiving if we lose evidence. When they lose it, it's just kind of, hey, we had a little technology blip here. You know, don't worry about it. What we're going to worry about it. We're going to keep digging.
So the idea is that they had these texts in their possession and then they lost them somehow.
Well, they were supposed to be preserved. They're saying they didn't preserve them. But the good news is, let's face it, in today's technology, texts go up to some server, some cloud. They're probably stored somewhere, which is why we'll probably be releasing, or we're going to be certainly looking at preservation record letters to some of these technology companies.
Would it be possible to subpoena the cell phones on which they were written?
Probably don't have to do that yet. Right now, we're just going to make sure they preserve the evidence, and then we'll ask for the information.
And just in the sake,
hopefully, won't have to subpoena.
Yeah, hopefully you won't. In the sake of fairness, has the former Attorney General Lynch responded to this in any way?
No, she has not responded. It'd be really interesting to see what she has to say. It'd be interesting to see what Director Comey has to say as well, because I think he testified somewhat at somewhat variance to what these texts reveal as well.
Amazing.
What do you think? I mean, do you feel like you're being worked here? You know, the deep state is there. And as we said, the shame of all this is the downlying intelligence community that is all being, colored by this hue of corruption that seems rather obvious, doesn't it? Or am I missing something here, Scott? Am I jumping the shark, as they say, and going along with this? But it sure looks like a duck and sounds like a duck. I mean, here it is. You've already made conclusions to an investigation that isn't completed. You've got these two lovebirds sharing text. There was a reason for all this. And, thank goodness for the committee that found this loose string hanging, and they started to pull on it. And lo and behold, here's all these revealing text. And if that's not enough, then, there must be something kind of like it would seem to tell you or suggest, like with Hillary Clinton with the missing emails. There must be something in those missing emails that's pretty revealing and provocative, don't you think?
There must be. I always, whenever I hear stuff like this, I always wonder what the, it's a rabbit hole, right?
And so uh-huh.
Like you said, you see the string and you grab the string and, well, there's something here. Oh, man, I better keep pulling.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the stuff that I like when they actually follow through and find out what's at the other end.
Right.
I don't know how you spin this to make this okay.
Well, my Democratic friends are beside themselves because all they can do is start, when you just ask questions. I mean, you don't have to state anything. You just say, hey, does this seem odd to you? I mean, forget about, the comparative. Well, if this was a Republican, I mean, I hear those comparatives all the time. I mean, it's obvious that if it was a Republican, this would be nonstop. Jim Acosta would be all over this. There'd be impeachment proceedings, and everything would be going crazy here. But in this particular case, because it is the Democrats and the mainstream media carries their water, then it's just, there's nothing here. I mean, it's like the Jedi mind trick, right? Oh, there's nothing here. Just move on.
Let's talk about, I think everybody likes fair play,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Everybody likes fair play.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants everybody to have equal opportunity, not mm-hmm. equal outcome, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's why
equal outcome. That's a big problem. You're right. For the most part, people want fairness. You're right.
I want the equal. I want to be able to play the game. It doesn't mean that I expect to win every game. I don't expect to score a goal every game or like that. That's why we like sports across the world. That's why people like sport.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because there's a set rules and you follow the rules and everybody has an equal shot.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, some people are better than others, better at sports than others. But on this is blatantly unfair play.
Yeah.
Blatantly.
Yeah.
And like you said, it doesn't matter if this is a Republican doing this or a Democrat doing this. It's just unfair.
Yeah.
It's not the way it's mm-hmm. supposed to go.
Right.
And for one side just to ignore it completely and pretend, oh, that's nothing.
Yeah.
That's not a good look.
Well, part of it is they ignore it and say it's not nothing. The other part is that because you represent the other side, then you've got a tinfoil hat on your head and you're a lunatic. And go, whoa. Let's not stop the conversation and the interaction with that kind of thinking and that type of punctuation, because that's not fair. These are good questions here to ask. You've got texts that are going back and forth. Something like, what, is it 50,000 texts are missing? This is incredible. 5 months worth of text messages suddenly are missing. Isn't that convenient and rich?
Like they said, if I don't have my taxes from 7 years ago, I'm in trouble.
Oh, yeah,
right,
without a doubt.
Right?
Yeah. Well, of course, it's not a level playing field, to your point. And this is clear as to what's going on here. So, look at, Donald Trump said he's going to clear the swamp. And this is part and parcel of just how pervasive it is. And America needs to open his eyes up. Hey, we're going to go live with Jeff Carrere, his show live, my show live, right here next. Stay with us.
Control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
Kind of of sounds like English to me, doesn't it? Hey, we're back with you, ladies and gentlemen. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We join the one and only, Louisiana's Pride and Joy, and Ringside Politics off and rolling. They're on the air live. We're on the air live. Hey, the one and only, and my good friend Jeff Cruer. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, welcome aboard.
Hey, good to be part of the show. Great to have you always part of our show, and I thought this would be novel that we'd be live on each other's show talking about the Trump derangement syndrome that's been taking place. CNN is totally brain damaged these days. The other day, I don't know if you caught that interview with the little dining table panel that they had, former Democrats all admitting that, Donald Trump's becoming their man, huh?
Right. I mean, they were, I think, Bill, they were so shocked that the Democrats in Ohio are still standing with the president. Mm-hmm. And I think they were hoping that they'd be able to report that all these Democrats had turned their back on the president, and just the opposite.
Exactly.
And I think that amazed them. That shocked them.
Right. And then, you know, here it is, this big hoopla, government shut down 3 days. And after all is said and done, what was the big whoop here?
I think the Democrats were hoping to score some points, and for once, Bill, we have a Republican president who's fighting back, and they didn't score the points they were hoping to, and now they decided to just settle this thing and move on to the immigration debate, and they hope they can win there, and that's the big showdown, Bill. Mm-hmm. That is the big showdown about the future of the Republican Party and the future of the country, and I'm very concerned about that debate.
Well, I'm glad you're seeing this in terms of the future of the Republican Party. Maybe Republicans are learning that it's okay to fight back, huh? And maybe what Trump is revealing is the rollout of the new Republican Party for the 21st century. What do you think?
I think we need a new Republican Party, because the old Republican Party of Mitt Romney and George W. Bush and John McCain, that needs to go bye-bye. I mean, that's the Republican Party of losers.
And right.
I think he showed the Republican Party how to win.
Exactly.
And that's what they need to keep doing. And I think we need to keep doing it really for the country. And that's why I wrote a book, America's Last Chance, because I really believed that if Hillary Clinton would have won, it would have been curtains for America.
Oh, can you imagine? Wow.
No.
Yeah.
It's unimaginable.
And especially with all this current reveal of missing text, 5 months of missing text, and even the text that we're seeing here, Jeff, are a disaster. I mean, I got to tell you, I feel sorry for the downline FBI, CIA agents who are being painted in this corruptive hue. It's not fair to them. It's disrespectful. It's dishonoring to them and the institution. But all these guys at the top level, boy, there's going to have to be a major evacuation of leadership in both the FBI and CIA after all this is said and done.
Well, I'm hoping that's going to happen ASAP, because they really need a clean house. I think there are too many anti-Trump agents. There are too many anti-Trump members of the DOJ. And I've lost confidence in both the DOJ and the FBI, Bill. And sadly, that's one of our most revered institutions. I mean, people, I think, have grown up having a lot of respect for our Department of Justice and our FBI. And that's gone now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, even still, the IRS is still trying to recover after Lois Lerner. It's all the three-letter agencies that came under the purview of one Barack Obama in his administration are all tainted.
Well, no doubt. And I've been wanting to see more from Jeff Sessions since he was confirmed as Attorney General. I've wanted to see him clean house and get rid of some of these people, and he hasn't done it, Bill, and I've been disappointed in him. Really, very disappointed in Jeff Sessions. I'm still waiting for Jeff Sessions to take the reins. One person sort of characterized it as this. Instead of being the Attorney General and leading the Department of Justice, he's acting like an employee of the Department of Justice.
Exactly. Well, I think to your point, you know, what you're seeing here with Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions may be very well part and parcel of the old guard that we're trying to evacuate right now.
Well, he's a politician. He's been around for a long time. He is someone who got on board with Donald Trump. We were hoping he would show the same sort of moxie he did in the Senate as Attorney General. And I think he's been maybe, frankly, Bill, intimidated by the forces that he's up against.
Yeah, intimidated and his worldview formed by these pressures, you know, the D.C. Beltway cocktail parties and, you know, the inner circle wanting to relate and be maybe just still. As you know, in business, leaders, the biggest mistakes they can make is get inside the Bible, inside the bubble, as they say, to where they're so close to tradition that they can't, they don't know how to scramble an egg here. And this is what Donald Trump is teaching them how to do. And if they would follow his lead, and by that, I don't mean that they need to drink the Donald Trump grape juice either, give up one, you know, recipe for another. But in a sense, they do, because look what Donald Trump is doing, you know, for this country. What his past year, Jeff, has just been incredibly outstanding, much to the shock of CNN, who has been on this Trump derangement syndrome. Boy, I'll tell you, you talk about somebody that's going to need some sort of reformation, you know, from the inside out. It is the psychology of CNN, because this once proud network is, boy, they're in shambles right now.
Well, and in my column where I talk about the history of CNN and how they used to be the respected news leader, they used to have great journalists on there, they used to be balanced, present both sides. Now it's all anti-Trump all the time. And I don't know why any network would want to turn away millions of viewers, but they really have. And I think in the Trump fake news awards, CNN got 4 of the 10 awards.
Right.
Which shows you what he thinks of CNN.
Right. Well, it's what they've done to themselves, what he thinks and what they've done. I mean, it's not without merit that CNN was awarded these fake news awards, right?
Well, Jim Acosta is a White House correspondent, and he has just shown animosity toward the president since the very beginning. He's been disrespectful. He's been rude. He hasn't been objective, and that's been one of the problems. And then all their hosts, Bill, as you know from watching, are all liberal.
Yeah.
The vast majority of their analysts and guests are liberal. And that's why Media Research Center and all these other groups, Pew Research, that look at the news media coverage of Donald Trump shows that 90-95% has been negative.
Exactly. Yeah, how do you do that, Jeff? How do you, if you're a reporting entity, how do you do that in clear conscience and claim some sort of objectivity? I mean, you got to go out of your way to come up with 90% bad news. I'm just saying, you know.
I think Fox News does have a balance. I think they're not a conservative network. I think they have a lot of liberals, a lot of moderate Republicans. They sort of have all the different perspectives on there. And I think they do a pretty good job. I like the conservative networks, which are sort of a balance to all the liberalism we see on CNN and MSNBC. But I think it starts at the top. You have this guy, Jeff Zucker, who I think is really pushing this hardcore anti-Trump agenda, and I think he makes sure that all of his people, all of his reporters, all of his hosts really toe the line. And I think it starts with him.
Yeah.
And that's why I think they're in trouble. Look at their ratings. They are not doing very well as far as ratings. They're far away from where they used to be as far as standing with the American public. And I think part of the problem is they're just hardcore liberalism and their hatred of the president.
Yeah, and I think they're buying into these false numbers that started out when Donald Trump threw his hat in the ring and ran for office. And they said, hey, there's no way that, you know, Hillary Clinton's going to run away with this thing. And this is why they were so shocked, because they thought for sure these numbers were right. And they still haven't gotten the memo yet that, you know, Hillary lost. Donald Trump is there. They've only gotten it to a degree. But they don't understand. They think the numbers, as much as some Republicans think at times when the numbers come out the wrong way that there must be voter fraud or some shenanigans going on, they have convinced themselves there's something in the shadows that they're unaware of for this kind of outcome, because in their worldview, there is no comprehension or understanding that Donald Trump is president of the United States or that he's doing this well.
I agree. And the one thing they don't realize is that Donald Trump's approval numbers might not be great, but you know whose approval numbers are worse? It's Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Jeff, we got to leave it right there. Honored to be on your show. Thank you, buddy.
Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
More could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America, on this very independent radio show. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. John Tamney joins us now. John is the director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks, and he has a recent piece that came out in Forbes talking about salt. You may have heard about salt, not salt that goes along with pepper, but, you know, when we were talking about, the Tax Reform Act and the Jobs Act that was just passed and signed by the president, I know people are a little bit confused by what's going on, but we know that there are some states that tax the holy what have you out of their citizenry, like California. This is why you find me these days in Florida. And it's hard, I got to tell you. I was born and raised in California, but I see it from this perspective. And, boy, some of the policies they're coming up with are just outrageous. So I'm thankful from that standpoint. But certainly a high-tax state, also Illinois and New York and a couple of others as well. John Tamney, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no, great to have you here, because I think, like anything, we don't know until we know. But when it comes to tax reform, we're going to get a better idea, certainly, in about a week from now, when checks start coming out. The government has already said, the IRS has said, look, we reworked the tables. There are going to be different deductions and that sort of thing. And, there's going to be a part of the country that sees a little bit more money in their paychecks, and they're going to be excited. But there's going to be some that not so much, right?
Well,
it'll be interesting to see. Yeah, because we really don't know. I think the major impact is going to come when people file, I presume, next year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because what's been changed is that historically, Americans who lived in high-tax states could deduct those taxes paid against their federal tax bill. That's now been changed. It's limited to $10,000. And so people in states like California and Massachusetts and New York potentially face fairly major tax increases next year.
Mm-hmm. What are we talking about? You know, when it said that what they got their deduction of about 10 grand, right?
Yeah.
So what are we looking at on average in terms of how much is going to come out of their pocket?
Oh, it's hard to say. Mm-hmm. You know, it's ultimately always anecdotal, but people I talk to of substantial means in California say mm-hmm. that they face a major tax increase. And that's a major problem I have, among other things, with the Republican tax bill. It runs counter to what we generally hear on our side, but let's never forget, the founders were very clear. They wanted the vast majority of taxation to take place in cities and states.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole point.
Right.
People would choose their bliss. They would choose how much they paid in taxes based on where they lived. And the federal government, the taxation would be very low. So I'm hearing you, and look, I grew up in California, too.
Mm-hmm.
I see your point. There's lots of waste in California. It's very high. But then that's also the point.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're supposed to pay taxes, is in the cities and states. And so right. I make the argument in this piece that people should be able to deduct state taxes paid against federal. You want to encourage the taxation to be local, and you want to limit the flow of dollars to the federal government.
Right. Well, and this kind of a little bit makes it after the fact. So because of states like California are not going to retrofit against this, I mean, it's going to take them some time. And meanwhile, I say time to deal with the reality that, you know, their constituencies are getting hammered here. But meanwhile, in the case of California, being since you and I are so familiar with it, they've got a mindset and a worldview that just says, hey, look, I got checks, and as long as I have checks, there must be money there, and they're going to continue to spend it.
Yeah, and again, that's the way it should be. People can love or hate California. As we both know, it's not just the physical beauty. It's a state populated by some of the most brilliant people on all of this earth. And they're enormously productive. Do they have different politics from you and me? In many instances, they do. But again, that's the point. Californians should be able to live as Californians live, Floridians as they do.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that you want to limit what the federal government takes. This tax bill says that, okay, you're going to be, from now on, you can't deduct what you pay locally in taxes. And so it's based, and as a result, you're going to hand back more to the federal government. How does that help anyone?
Mm-hmm.
How does that help someone in Florida or Texas if the federal government has more money to spend?
Mm-hmm.
The more that the feds have, the more control they have over the economy.
Right.
I don't see how it helps people in low-tax states if people in high-tax states suddenly start handing over more money into Washington.
Well, does this cause local reform at all to fit in with this, you know, with what's happening at the federal level, John?
It's a great question, and your question is the argument that our side has generally made, is that this will force states to get real.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem with that. Again, I want the waste. If look, governments are going to waste wherever they are, cities, states, national, they're going to waste money. I want it to be local. That's the whole point. It's only when it's local that we can somewhat police it.
Yeah, you can control it a little bit better at the local level. Good point. Yeah, exactly.
Of course they can.
Yeah,
and right. So now the scenario is, okay, since it's not, there's not as much an incentive to waste at local, more and more taxes will be paid federal, and then the federal government will have more power over the states.
Mm.
And let's be clear about something that people don't talk about enough. California is number one. New York is three. New Jersey is four. Illinois is six. And Massachusetts is nine. Those high tax states, that's their ranking in terms of the states that hand over the most dollars to the federal government in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Each one of those states gets less than a dollar back from the federal government. Now, as a free thinker, I would say that's a good thing. Federal spending is damaging.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but Texas, Tennessee, and Florida, zero income tax states, they respectively get $140, $150, and in Florida's case, $450 back from the federal government for every dollar that they hand over. And so this idea that somehow the low-tax states are subsidizing the federal taxation of the high-tax states just isn't true empirically.
Mm-hmm.
But the greater point is no one gains. A tax increase on a Californian in terms of federal taxes is a tax increase on all of us, because every dollar that the federal government gets is more control over the economy. We all suffer that error. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's dangerous when Republicans are designing a tax bill that says we're going to get rid of a deduction, which is going to lead to more dollars flowing to the federal government.
Well, this is you bring up an excellent point here, John. And as you say, you know, this is something that you've been thinking about for a while. And as you started to work the math out, you know, you run into these problems. And I hear you loud and clear. I mean, you've kind of opened my understanding to this a little bit clearer, and probably our audience as well. But this is going to be something that we don't really fully realize and deal with. And understand, you know, just like February 1st for people looking at their paychecks, it's probably not going to be till next year until these high-tax state citizens start filing their taxes, right?
Yeah, no, I think it's going to take a while, though people know now, their accountants are telling them that particularly if they're in a high-tax state, they face a tax increase. Look, I used to be on the side of getting rid of this, what I call a loophole.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a loophole. I think that people who pay high taxes locally and to the state, the state they live in, should have a credit against federal.
Mm.
Again, we want to encourage the vast majority of waste in cities and states so that people can choose based on that.
How do we level this playing field out, John?
We don't. But what we do is that we go back to what the founders intended. They wanted people to choose their bliss in cities and states. The danger now is that in getting rid of SALT, we're going to place more power in Washington.
Well, this is something that we'll be keeping an eye on, and we'll look, we're going to be aware. You know, this is what's happening. And, you know, John, I can't thank you enough for making us aware of this, and we've got to keep an eye on it. And, you know, see what happens, because, as you say, I mean, I agree with you. We should be able to choose our bliss. You know, and it's better to have it at a local level to where we can control it, or at least have a closer eye on it. John Tamney, Director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. John, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Bye. Take care.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service, so call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Money, money, money,
money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
No wonder we call you Savior. No wonder we sing your praise. Jesus, our hope forever. You made a way. You made a way.
Before the top of the hour, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's time for the Good News Girl. Yes, she is the Good News Girl because she's out there. And I mean, sometimes you're the crying girl because some of these topics you come up with, you know, cause us to shed a tear. But hey, look, it's good to appreciate all the emotions out there. Samantha Mills Mao, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It's always good to connect with you every week to talk about these viral videos. And, hey, we're going to lead it off with, you said, no, we got a viral video about Taco Bell. Is that right? What was this about?
That's right. You know, you said I'm like the crying girl. And
yeah.
A lot of times I'm crying because it's something sad happened or maybe something sweet in one of these stories. But this story actually kind of had me crying in laughter.
Uh-huh.
This is a Taco Bell down in Montgomery, Alabama. This the first part is not funny. You know, Taco Bell actually burned down on January 17th. What was pretty funny was 100 people showed up. It started out as a joke by a local comedian, and I guess she was a really big fan of Taco Bell. Her name's Ashley Nicole Portis,
mm-hmm.
And she, as a joke, was saying, "Let's go to a vigil at this Taco Bell," and she was
yes.
going to have like candles and songs, and 100 people ended up showing up, and it's hilarious. They're singing songs about Taco Bell. It's all over the news, millions of views. And the owners are actually really thankful for the support, and they plan to rebuild. But it is a hilarious video. People need to check it out. And, you know, nothing brings people together, I guess, like some tacos from Taco Bell.
Yeah, really. You got this fake vigil that has taken place. And it draws, what they got, 100 Taco Bell fans coming in, heading to Montgomery. And, You know, just as a lark, and here it is. I mean, you know, hey, just shows you what the local community can do. That's terrific. So everybody
yeah.
joined in, had a good time, took it in stride, and you know, Taco Bell probably feels good that they had the support, even if it started out to, you know, be a little bit of a fake vigil here, huh?
Oh, Oh, that's right. And, you know, I mean, you've just never seen anything like that in your life. Mm-hmm. And I hope to see more of this comedian. They should hire her to do a commercial or something.
She's a hoot, huh?
It's quite hilarious.
Well, that's great. Well, that's yeah. That's on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Just go to Sam's Corner and you can see it and laugh, you know, laugh your butt off, as they say. Hey, let's go to school here. Let's talk about the school principal. Who has to cancel school, but he just doesn't cancel school. Just say, hey, school's out, you know, not for summer, but just for a day or so. You know, he did it with some style, huh?
That's right. This is in Union Point Academy in Florence, Kentucky, and Chad Cadell has been doing parody videos for a while, and he actually did a parody video of Mariah Carey, and it's gone viral. And instead of singing, there's a hero, He's singing. I don't know if you have a clip to play or anything like that, but he changes the words and he's like, parents, look inside your phone. You don't have to be afraid of what it says. And it's just a hilarious video letting everybody know that school's out and to enjoy themselves. And, you know, I think if people should just use this for whenever school is out because of snow. I think it'd be the perfect video to use about every single time.
Well, it's good fun. I don't know if Scott was able to get the link up or not, but... it didn't sound like he was able to do that, so you just have to go to the website there. It'll be right there. Hey, let's talk about a dad with a hunch hires a helicopter. He's looking for his son that was trapped in a car, and there is something about a father's instinct can find his son always if he's looking, right?
That's right, and, you know, that's why dads are our heroes. Tony Lethbridge, his son was supposed to be going to meet his girlfriend. His name was Samuel. He's 17 years old. Mm-hmm. And Tony just couldn't get it out of his head whenever his son didn't show up to meet his girlfriend. He's just like, you know, I remember last year there was an accident. This is in Australia. And, you know, there's a lot of wilderness out there. And he's like, people didn't find this person.
They got willoughbys out there. They have willoughbys out there.
They have all kinds of things out there. Exactly. And, you know, he couldn't shake the feeling that something was wrong. So he decided, you know what, the only way we're ever going to be able to see if anything happened to him is if I rent a helicopter. And he goes in to a place that that provides helicopter flights, and he's like, I have $1,000. I need you to get in the air as soon as possible. And within 10 minutes, they had taken off, and they find his son. He'd been trapped for 30 hours with a broken arm.
Wow.
And he's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. The helicopter company ends up giving his money back. And,
really?
You know, wow, way to trust his instincts.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure his son could not believe his dad was coming. There's a helicopter that tracked him down like that. And, you know, that just goes to show you trust your instincts. And thank God for dads.
Sam, can you imagine being stranded like that? You're trapped in your car. You've got a broken arm. 30 hours. I mean, when do you start losing hope that somebody is going to find you?
I have no idea. And I'm sure that 30 hours, you know, like, did he know how long it had been? Like, I'm sure he lost track of time. And, you know, I don't know what goes through someone's mind like that. And I'm sure that, you know, he suffered, you know, he was dehydrated and he had suffered serious injuries, but I'm sure that was the longest 30 hours of his whole life. And, definitely the scariest. So,
and by the same token,
if that dad just hadn't trusted his instinct, to rent a helicopter, what a unique idea!
Right.
You know, I don't know that I would have thought of doing something like that, but fortunately, he remembered. You know, he knew what had happened before. He knew that there had been a tragedy before, and it was like, you don't have time to wait. And I just think that's one of the reasons that you know, when you see people trusting their gut instincts and being able to help like that. It kind of reminds us all to go along with that. And
you see, this is what dads do. This is what dads do, because dads are problem solvers. If there's something wrong, they're going to find an answer, and they'll throw everything up against the wall. In this particular case, it just so happened to be a helicopter. But you imagine what this father, I mean, I think about what the father must have been doing, you know, worried about his son and to do this and, you know, pull out $1,000. And I'm sure he had to, you know, pull that together in such a way and to go and, you know, find his son. And thank God, all's well that ends well, right?
That's right. And he said when he grabbed him, he said, mate, dad's got you. And, you know, that was probably the sweetest words Samuel had ever heard. So I do love that dads are problem solvers. They're like, you know, and to see like a parent take action like that, it's really cool. I mean, he might inspire other people to do the same thing if they don't know where someone is and maybe save more lives.
Exactly. Well, and this kind of dovetails with this previous story, this next story here. But now we're talking drones. I mean, everything is artificial intelligence, robots and drones. We got drones everywhere. And there are some good uses of drones, not just getting in the way of aircraft or doing some things that could be illegal. In this particular case, you've got a drone executing some life-saving technology. Tell us about this, Sam.
They call this the Little Ripper Rescue UAV, and it's a drone that they're using in place. You know, a lifeguard will use it, but instead of a person going out there, what the drone does is it's dropping off flotation devices into the water.
Yes.
It's able to go and find people in the water and just drop it right there.
Right.
And on the first day they launched it, it saved two swimmers' lives.
Mm. Yeah, I remember seeing that. That was incredible the way that happened. I mean, and this was something that was done in a matter of minutes as opposed to if it required other personnel. I mean, it could have been, you know, an hour before they got out there or something. Some incredible differential of time where the drone was able to get there and save these kids and drop these life-saving devices. I think it was within 10 minutes, Sam, if I remember correctly.
Oh yeah, it was just a few minutes, and I can't imagine what they were thinking when they saw they saw a drone coming overhead and deploying this flotation device. But I mean, way to prove its effectiveness. You know, I love to see stories when they have new technology that's able to help people in such a way. Especially if there's a lifeguard. You know, if you only have one lifeguard and you've got two victims, you know,
what do you do?
If they're like 50 feet apart, that's a difficult thing. And how fast can you get back? You don't want to have to choose. And fortunately for these two boys, they didn't. They had this amazing new technology to help them.
Yeah, and in the story of viral videos and viral video lineup today, you got a dog story. I always love when you share dog stories. I love dogs. You know that. So tell us about these two dogs that saved an elderly woman.
Okay, this is up in Michigan. Two Labradoodles. Woke up their owners at 4:30 in the morning, and the owners were really confused because the dogs don't usually wake them up that early. And the dogs, this is recently, and they were so panicked that they started tugging on their owners' clothes, like, you've got to let me out. You've got to let me out right now.
Right.
And so the owners, you know, of course, are kind of nervous, and they open the door. And as soon as they open the door, the dogs bolt, and they look. And there's a woman lying on the ground. This woman in her 80s had gotten lost. She was out in nothing but a nightgown.
Oh, wow.
And she just told the owners, Lonnie Chester, she said, you know, I'm just so cold. And fortunately, they were able to save this lady. But thank you for those dogs. You know, I don't know how they said they don't know how the dogs knew she was out there. Nobody knew. But the dogs knew, and fortunately their owners listened and saved that woman's life. And that's just another reason to love dogs, huh?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, here it is. You got these dogs. You know, what do you got, prostate issues? What are you doing waking me up at 4:30 in the morning here to go to the bathroom? I mean, this is unlike you. You know, what's happening?
That's right.
But here it is, you know, to save this elderly woman that was disoriented. And, oh, wow. I mean, how much longer before she would have been frozen to death? Not good.
It was 9 degrees. That's why I mean, it's so important that they listen to those dogs right away. And I don't know how they knew, but
exactly.
It's amazing.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.